So, calling the Historic Preservation Commission special meeting to order at 6:02 PM. May we have a, a roll call.
Certainly. Williams?
Here.
Brown?
Here.
Marquez is absent. Bagley, not here. Hatfield?
Here.
Dean is here. Hamka, absent. So you have a quorum.
Thank you.
Who else is here? Oh, three of us.
Yeah, and me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the commission I can vote on, so.
Okay, so are there any revisions to the agenda?
No.
I don't have any.
Hearing none, we will adopt the agenda by consensus. There are no appearance requests, I assume, online or in the audience. Any announcements?
Let's see, I go out May 7th. I don't want to come back. It's only got one appointment, but since the weather's been screwy, who knows?
Makes it hard.
And then I'll be taking my brother out sometimes in May or June or July, somewhere there. And then my sister. So I'll be going back and forth even more than I do now.
Okay. Helen, do you have any announcements?
I will be here in June.
Okay.
But you could call in.
Okay. I'll call in, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out in November, so I have a while.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you. Minutes. Do we need a motion to accept the minutes from March 20th, 2025?
I'll make a motion to accept the March 20th, 2025.
Okay, moved by Williams and seconded by Brown.
Are there any changes?
No, none from staff.
Okay. Hearing none, with no objection, we will adopt the consensus.
/25-02, supporting Unalaska's nomination to become Alaska's World War II Heritage City. Seeing no public, we will move on to old business. There's none. And new business, resolution 2025-02, supporting Unalaska's nomination to become Alaska's World War II Heritage Center. We need a motion to adopt this resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-2, supporting the Alaska's nomination to become Alaska's World War II Heritage City.
Okay, Brown seconded. Thank you. And discussion.
Sure. So we introduced, we kind of talked about it at the last meeting, but I'll give a little bit of background on this. This is a program that's administered by the National Park Service. They select one city in every state or U.S. territory to recognize as that state's World War II Heritage City. So there are a lot of them already. Let me see if I can bring this map over. But Alaska does not have one.
Yeah.
Usually, and this is recognizing the significance of that community to in World War II. So with most of these being kind of lower 48 cities, it's a lot of like home front type activities that they were doing that they're recognizing. So like I used to live near East Hartford and they had the Pratt & Whitney factory that made airplane engines and they're recognized for that. So ours is a little bit different. Obviously we're a little more directly involved with World War II here than most places. But I think that would make for a really strong application for us.
Not only that, they removed a bunch of people from this island and took them all over. And a lot of them weren't brought back.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's kind of a, I don't know, special is probably not the right word, but it's an unusual history, like a, it's a different history that I think is worth sharing. So this program, the mayor would write a letter nominating us, but, and city council did approve that last night. the resolution that you guys have is to support that nomination, and we'll also be looking for support from the trilateral group. So OC, as the owners of the Aleutian World War II historic site, and the World War II Museum from MOTA, from the Kabbalungan tribe, we're working to get endorsement by our congressional delegation on this, and then any other local organizations that we can get to support the designation. As far as I know, there's not another Alaska city applying for it this year. Anchorage has said that they would support our application, and I know that Fairbanks isn't applying. I don't know about anybody else, but haven't heard anything. So I don't know if we have competition or not. The program is meant to recognize both a community's, history of World War II, that experience, which we definitely check that box between the bombing here, the base, forced evacuation, all of that. But then it's also, the other criteria is to recognize, what the community has done to preserve and, honor that history. And I think we've done a lot of that here, too. I mean, I mentioned the World War II Museum, everything that MOTA does with World War II history, the historic site that OC manages with the National Park Service, we have a World War II Monument and Memorial Park, all the events to honor the anniversary of the bombing and evacuation that happened most recently the 75th, a few years ago. And then bringing back Private Fox and burying him here and, recognizing veteran service in Unalaska. So I think we have a strong case for this program. But part of what I wanted to discuss with you guys is also get your take on if there are particular elements of Unalaska's history that you think should be especially emphasized when we write to the Park Service about this, or if there's a focus you want for this, or definitely, or like elements of our history that you really want to make sure is included.
I think that
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, they were made they were basically kind of forced to have to be a national guard.
Mm-hmm. Orly, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kusta, all the people. Even Kokomo Joe, and he was shorter than me. He was a national guard. They made him a national guard. My dad, who had, a little kid, and it's like I haven't seen anything that honored all these Onondaga men to be for the service that they have committed for this island and for the country. And speaking of the bombing, it's what a joke that was. They were trying to bomb the hospital, and they only got the end of the building, but they got haystack. They tried to bomb the church. They missed that completely.
Got the Northwestern.
Mm-hmm. And all those guys were in the National Guard during when the servicemen couldn't be here. They had to keep a lookout.
Yeah.
Even Monty's old dad. What was his name? I forgot. I forgot his name. But even the old people, they made him.
Huh. Like everybody.
Yeah.
It'd be good to get those names. But that's a good component.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'll make sure to include that.
Do you guys have any other?
I don't really have. I feel like you've listed quite a few. We already have a landmark that overlaps most of the city. designating that as a significant element of this area, that we have this World War II national landmark. I believe it's a landmark. Plus the park, the national park up on, I think it's national park, but maybe it's just a national landmark. The Uelekta Head, Fort Schwatka.
Yeah, it's administered by the National Park Service. Yeah. I think it's technically a historic site. I never remember all the distinctions.
And then we have many AHRS, Alaska Historic Resource sites in this area that are World War II documented, well documented.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, you have the Anunga evacuation, which was a very significant, unfortunate event that shouldn't be forgotten.
The children, lots of them were returned. Lots of them died.
Yeah.
Because of the diseases and everything, because they had no warm,
came back to a ruined city. So, yeah, I feel like you got a lot of those. I didn't know about the National Guard Service.
Yeah.
And
I have a picture somewhere of some of them.
Yeah, so, I can't think of anything else.
Nope. I think that's a good start, you know.
You know, I'll maybe just add before we decide to vote on this that, because we've gotten some questions about it, this program is just an honorific. It's a, designation that we can say, Alaska is World War II Heritage City. It doesn't change, one, there's no funding attached to it directly, but it also doesn't change any of our historic preservation regulations here.
Yeah.
So it doesn't change, how we're treating World War II monuments or anything, historic structures, not affecting that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Any other discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Shall we move to voting? Do I need to read the resolution? Do we typically read them? I don't think we do. Do we?
Maybe just the first line.
Okay. So we will now vote on resolution 2025-02, a resolution of the Unalaska Historic Preservation Commission recommending designation of Unalaska as a World War II heritage city for the state of Alaska.
We can do a roll call vote. Williams.
Yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Hatfield.
Yes.
And Dean is a yes. Okay, passes 4-0.
Yeah.
Another
thing the government make me mad about is that they wouldn't return our native people back to their villages because they said it would cost too much to deliver groceries and mail to them.
You know,
to Shimya, Kiska, Mapushin, Kashiga. So they said, you're all living here. That's how they got stuck here.
Yeah, I mean, that part of the history is worth including, too, that, we're not just talking about Unalaska.
Yep.
All the other villages.
It hurt all the other communities.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll move to adjourn at 6:15. Do I get to hit the gavel again?
Go for it.
Good job, guys.